State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Your execution on the donkey of the day is something to behold.
Is it a read?
He gave me donkey of the day and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
It's time for donkey of the day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake ass Charlemagne. The only one Charlemagne to go.
Damn, Charlemagne. Who you giving donkey of the day to now?
Wow, Sexy Red. Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 29th goes to Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is a radio talk show host. He founded Turning Point USA, and he had something to say in regards to New York City Councilman Yusuf Salaam. Recently, Councilman Yusuf Salaam got pulled over here in New York City for having tinted windows. The irony of this story is that he got pulled over while on a call about police stops. Let's go to Fox 5 for the report, please.
Councilman Yusuf Salaam, one of the exonerated members of the Central Park Five, says he was stopped by police Friday night without an explanation. In a statement, the council member says, in part, quote, "I introduced myself as Councilman Yusuf Salaam and subsequently asked the officer why I was pulled over. Instead of answering my question, the officer stated, 'We're done here,' and proceeded to walk away. The NYPD released body cam video. At no point do we hear Salaam asking the officer why he was stopped.
And I'm officer protected from the 26 precinct.
I'm just council member Salaam.
Oh, council member?
This district master.
Oh, okay. Have a good one. Yep.
The officers pulled over Salaam's blue sedan for driving with dark tinted windows beyond legal limits, a violation of New York state law.
Councilman Salaam said the interaction calls into question how NYPD stops New Yorkers. Salaam and other members of the city council have pushed the NYPD and Mayor Eric Adams for greater reporting on all stops, including low-level interactions. I'm sure we will have more conversations about that in the future. Councilman Salaam, you're welcome to come up here at any time to discuss. But I want to talk about Charlie Kirk and this tweet he posted about the situation. This is Charlie Kirk's tweet. I'm going to read it verbatim, okay? He tweeted, New York City Councilman Yusuf Salam, who once took part in the gruesome gang rape of a jogger in Central Park, is now furious that an NYPD officer dared to pull him over for having illegally tinted windows. Salam wasn't even arrested or given a ticket, but after getting away with gang rape, he apparently thinks he deserves to be completely above the law. What a disgusting pig. Now, in light of E. Jean Carroll winning a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump for $83.3 million, I would think folks, especially those of us who speak for a living, okay, would move a little differently. Charlie, I don't know how old you are, but I would implore you to watch When They See Us on Netflix, okay? It details the story of the Central Park Five, and the biggest thing for you to know, if you'd have just did your Googles just a little bit, the biggest thing for you to know is that all of the Central Park Five was exonerated when the true attacker confessed to the crime and was linked to the crime by DNA evidence. Now, Charlie, you said Councilman Salam got away with gang rape. Clearly that wasn't true. Mm-mm. And in 2014, the Central Park Five sued New York City for wrongful conviction and violation of their civil rights, eventually winning a $41 million settlement. How much would Yusuf get for suing you, Charlie Kirk, for defamation? I wonder. See, we live in a world where people just say things. And you can't go after everyone who just says things, because if you did, then you would be going at people all day. But when certain people say certain things, you may have to make an example out of them because of who they are. Charlie Kirk, you have a voice. A voice that people listen to. Folks follow you. They follow Turning Points. And when you put out this kind of false information, this kind of fake news, there has to be consequences and repercussions. You can't accuse a man of gang rape when that man has been exonerated of said gang rape and DNA evidence linked someone else to the crime. No. You owe Yusuf Salam an apology. And even with that apology, I don't know if that's enough for Yusuf, for Councilman Salam. All right? The damage a tweet like this can do to his reputation, simply because people don't read and people don't care to have their facts straight, the emotional harm this can cause to Yusuf and his family. I just don't understand why someone in your position, Charlie Kirk, would be so reckless with their words. Even if you feel like what you said is true, it don't matter, because the facts are the facts and your feelings are not facts. And the facts do not care about your feelings. You call this man a disgusting pig. If Trump just lost a defamation lawsuit, $83.3 million, because he called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, how much do you get for accusing an innocent man of gang rape and calling him a disgusting pig? I'm sure Councilman Yusuf Salam got better things to do, but maybe his lawyers don't. Charlie, I believe you should apologize. You should apologize, because the bank account you saved by apologizing may be your own. Please let Remy Ma give Charlie Kirk the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
But even with that apology,
Damage is done.
Damage is done.
I'm with you. The damage is done. Damage is done.
That man spent nearly 7 years in prison.
Oh, I thought it was longer.
No, seven. It said nearly seven? 7 years. Okay. Nearly 7 years. He was exonerated. Starting his life over.
He's a councilman now.
Now somebody comes with a lie. Jesus Christ. What's that worth?
I don't know. I really don't know what I'm saying. Trump just lost a defamation lawsuit for $83.3 million just because he was accused of something. He said he didn't do it, and he called the woman a whack job. So you call somebody a disgusting pig for something that they got exonerated from in a court of law, DNA evidence linked it to somebody else, and that person that it was linked to confessed to the crime?
Well, not the disgusting pig part. It's all everything else that he said. You said the gang rape and all that.
It's all. To me, that's all. Jesus Christ. All in one.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, Just Niche will be joining us. She's a comedian out of Chi-Town. We're going to talk to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie?
pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.